Hello everyone, welcome to Learn Digital Audio School. In this episode, we are going to discuss what graphic designing is all about, what you can do if you have a degree or a certificate in it. We have Ashrit here, an expert who has been passionately into graphic designing since he was 18, and today he has joined us to share his experience. Welcome Ashrit, it's a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you Neha, pleasure to be here.
So Ashrit, we all heard about this graphic designing term. It's a popular term these days. People think it's all about creating logos and vouchers. Even I think the same. Is that correct?
Yes. There is a lot of misunderstanding about what graphic designing is. A logo designing is a part of it, but not limited only to that. Graphic designing is a big industry that uses images, designs, graphics, typography, colors, layouts, and other visual elements for communication.
Oh, okay. So can you please tell us what all comes in graphic designing?
Branding, creating designs for website and prints, photo editing, logo design and icon designs, creating brand identity, product designing, package designing, motion graphics like in explainer videos, creating designs for cards, posters, banner ads, magazines and newspapers, menus and content for social media.
Okay, that seems pretty vast. Is it mainly for commercial purposes?
Most people work as a graphic designer for a companies or a freelancers also. But there are others who do it out of passion in fine arts and illustrations. They make stories, illustrations for books, do digital art and designs, character designs for gamings.
That sounds like a cool job. We all are curious to know like how you came into this graphic designing field.
I took a course on graphic designing and just practiced on a lot. I worked on freelancing project for many clients and built my portfolio. Many graphic designers start out as a freelancers. Once I had impressive collection of client works, I applied at a company and I got it. And since then, I have been working on my skills in all kind of softwares for designing purpose.
Okay, now we all want to know what skills do we need to become a professional graphic designer?
You need to know how to use designing softwares like Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, CorelDRAW and many more. You need to think creatively, know how to use colors in design, be it for logos or website or for print. You need to know how to edit and manipulate photos, attention to details, communicating well with the clients about the requirements and the development concepts. You can acquire them by taking courses and practicing a lot.
So can you tell our listeners where they can work as a graphic designer?
Graphic designers can work in advertisement industry, television studios and video production companies, web development companies, branding companies, publications and many more.
As you can see everyone, there is a lot of scope in graphic designing and I'm sure you all want a job like this where you can express your creativity and come up with your own ideas that shapes your brand identity. What do you say about this, Ashwin?
Yeah. We get to be the person behind the ideas and it's satisfying and rewarding to work as a graphic designer. You get to work individually or be a part of a team and influence in decision making and problem solving. You get to display your works on billboards or on any ad banners or on company social medias and their websites. It is exciting to be a part of all that.
I bet it is. It is one of those stress-free jobs where you don't have to wear a tie or a suit. Alright, that concludes for today's episode. For the next episode, we will be discussing color psychology of logos. Stay tuned by subscribing to our podcast to receive more amazing information. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you would like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndigital.com. The link is in the description. We appreciate your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.